Okay, so what I'm going to give is a report on the Wolf Committee meetings. There have been two since I've made a report, and I will ask my colleagues on the committee and anyone else who's listened in to add after I've finished. So we had a teleconference about 2 weeks ago, and then we had an in-face meeting yesterday at noon. There are a couple of sort of ongoing issues that have been on the agenda. First, WAG is meeting pretty frequently. They've got an in-face meeting scheduled for the end of the month, but they're also meeting by teleconference. Livestock conflict protocol is being reviewed and revised. Part of this is due to the wolf bill that passed the legislature this session, which has required that there be more flexibility for the management of wolves in areas where wolves have recovered. And so the Eastern Wolf Recovery Zone qualifies for that. And what is being revised is just that, to make the protocol has been fairly prescriptive, or at least that's how it's been interpreted by advocates, and they take us to court on it. So the language, and we've been taking a look at it as drafts have come in, although this is a WAG and department responsibility. It's a protocol. It isn't policy, and we've been really clear on that. But we've sort of given direct, sort of overarching direction that we are very supportive of increased flexibility in managing these conflict situations, so that the director has the tools that he needs as he's making these decisions as we move through grazing season. We have been emphatic that we want to see this completed soon. We keep asking for a date certain, recognizing that we're into the grazing season. We're operating under the current protocol until this is completed, but we want to see it completed soon. There's actually a date in the legislation in late July. We think the work's going to be done before that. So that's one thing that we've been kind of monitoring regularly through these meetings. Hopefully that'll be off the table fairly soon as it gets completed. The second sort of regular issues that we've been monitoring are we've got now two SEPA EIS processes running. When we first started looking at this, there were sort of SEPA EIS processes all over the place. The first is, as I think the commission is well aware, we have begun the process for the periodic status review. We're at actually probably year eight with the listing of wolves. So we're due for the PSR. That where we are in that process is the pre-scoping. I'm sorry. Where we are in that process is development of the modeling tool that will be used to assess the health of our wolf population. And this is a really important step because, as you'll recall, we are going to, the question that is going to be evaluated in the PSR is the health of the population against the recovery goals stated in the current conservation and management plan, but also just the question of, is this animal still endangered? Is the survival of this animal still endangered in Washington State? So we set up these specific recovery goals now more than 10 years ago based on non-Washington information, sort of the recovery of the Northern Rockies population in Montana and Idaho. Some of the things that the assumptions that went into that have particularly in terms of the dispersal haven't been seen in Washington. Instead, we've kind of had a piling up of the population and full recovery in the Eastern Recovery Zone. And so all of that is being looked at on sort of a population model. And so that's being worked on and will be presented actually to the Wolf Committee as soon as it's complete. It's out for peer review, or they're actually getting peer reviewers, external peer reviewers, lined up right now to take a look at it. And some of those folks will come and present it to us. We want to be very transparent with this tool. We will look at it, and the WAG will be looking at it, and it'll be part of the public discussions as we move forward with the SEPA process. But just to be really clear, we are taking a broad look at wolf recovery, and it extends beyond just those recovery goals that are stated in the conservation and management plan. Simultaneous with the PSR, we're working on the post-delisting management plan for wolves. And that's the process that's a little bit earlier. We're in the pre-scoping phase right now. We're about to kick off this fall scoping. It's going to be a very broad process. We will have a discussion about scoping in a Wolf Committee meeting just as it kicks off. So we would like all commissioners to kind of think about what needs to go into this process, because we want to have input. We want to be the same as the rest of the public, have input into the scoping process as it kicks off. We will then take a look at the information that comes out of the scoping and be deciding about the type of input that we'll have into the alternatives as they're developed. And actually, in preliminary discussion, we think this is probably a good touch point for the entire commission to take a look at. And then simultaneous and now part of the SEPA that's going on with the post-delisting plan, the wolf translocation has been folded into that, and that was also part of the bill that came out of the legislature this year. So that was going to be a separate SEPA EIS process. It's now part of it because we're looking at wolf translocation, if it is something that we decide on as a tool for wolf management in the future. So those are the sort of regular processes that we're looking at. Yesterday, we had some discussion about the federal government is beginning to look at, the service is evaluating delisting wolves. Currently, the Northern Rocky Mountain wolf population is delisted. They're looking at other delisting, as you know, in Washington State. We're delisted as part of the Northern Rocky population in the eastern third of the state. So our eastern wolf management zone is federally delisted, even though it's still state endangered. Wolves are in danger, federally endangered, in the western two-thirds. And it has been a position in a position statement that the commission adopted. I think, Brad, you were probably on the commission at the time when that statement was adopted, that the commission believes that the state is in a position to take over management of wolves statewide. So we certainly support delisting in our current position statement statewide of federal delisting of wolves statewide. The department itself has responded to a request from the federal government as they move forward in their decision making on delisting, and made it clear that we're ready to fully manage wolves statewide. And so we've begun a discussion about that issue, and this may be something that we bring back to the full commission about whether we want to strengthen that statement. We are looking at that position statement that was developed by the commission because it was developed after the first conservation and management plan was adopted. It was the statement of the commission at the time of the adoption, and we're taking a look at that and seeing if it needs to be updated and what the timing needs to be. So that's another issue that we may be bringing back to the commission at some point. I think that's pretty much what we've had on our plate. So, yeah.
Can I have the mic?
Absolutely, no. Yeah. Just speak loud enough.
And this is one, and we talked about it yesterday, and we talked about it on a conference call, and I'm not going to pull any punches, guys. This is one that pisses me off, is about the data caller sharing that we are gathering and sharing. This was a big issue a year ago, because they were going to go into the full-on blackout. Thought we got it dealt with. It didn't. And I'm going to make no bones about it. I thought it should have been dealt with by now. It's getting slow walked out. And looks as though we're going to be next year before we even get it. And personal view, not speaking for my other two people on the committee by any shape, matter, nor form. But this one is, to me, a practical thing. We are gathering data. Yeah, there needs to be protocols by which it is shared. But it just seems to be drug way too long. To me, the more we're gathering data, the more data that we can be used. And yes, it has to be some criteria around it. So if people are using it nefariously, they are punished severely. So that being said, as a person that lives in Wolf Country, the more data that we can get out there so people know where they're at. And there again, there's a procedure where it is, if wolves are denned, they have not had any predations, that we still have the blackout areas on those. If we have wolves that have predations, are in risk of being in trouble, we can do that. We can share that so producers know. To me, the knowledge out on the ground is very powerful. Because I don't want to lose calves. And I don't want to kill wolves. At the end of the day, we've got to figure out a way in which we can coexist. And for this data not to be out there for people can use, and we can do it so we can coexist, is a real grinder on me. And I know it has to be set up and done right, and this, that, and the other, but there again, we had a big fight over this last year. I was really hoping that this was going to get done a little quicker, and it's being done. And I see a lot of value to have it out there, because like I said, I live it. And we've got a collared pack, and we still can't hardly get any intel on what's going on. So we're just running cows out there in the blind. So go ahead.
Well, I just want to add, you're hearing the frustration in Jay's voice. We all sort of recognize the value of the CCT process, but also feel this frustration that, here we are in the grazing season, and we know we need to revise the protocol, and we've been dealing with this information sharing situation since it exploded at the beginning of last season, and we're still dealing with it. We honor the value of the stakeholder process, but it just seems kind of slow sometimes.
We need to let Kelly respond if you would like.
So I will. I'll check in with our Wolf guys or Wolf folks and see what we can do to speed it up. We are going through the CCT community process. My understanding of it is it did blow up last year because we had a plan change. It was fine before that plan change. We stopped the change. So we are status quo to what has been fine in my mind for several years. And we've committed that we will maintain that status quo until this group gets done. I can put pressure on the group to speed up as best I can. But it was my understanding that folks were okay with the data sharing because it was full sharing of all data after the blackout. That's the one thing I think is still of discussion is the timing of the blackout. So it's full sharing until such time that we come up with something else. So to me, we set the bar in a place that's okay. We agreed not to move it until everybody agrees to move it. I hadn't heard that it was falling short. I did hear from Donnie yesterday and talked to Donnie yesterday. Even during the blackout period, we're doing a much better job. We're trying to do a much better job when we have denning sites to reach out to producers around those areas and give them the specific information directly that you have a denning site in your area. So I think we're managing it. Can we do better? Yes. Can I put some pressure on it? Yes. But also the explosion was the result of a change that didn't occur and still hasn't occurred.
Mr. Baker?
I think that listening to Commissioner Thorburn go through what we've done in the last couple of meetings, we should all pat ourselves on the back and validate the decision to make to set up a Wolf Committee, because this is not only complicated on the first level like many processes are, but in every we're going through three processes now on wolves, and each one has a level. For instance, we're looking at seeing whether the wolf plan, whether under the wolf plan that seems to have worked for quite a few years now, wolves are recovered in the state. We have that level, and we're going to do that. And when I say we, I mean somebody else. And somebody's really doing this, which is incredible to me. We have really good staff on this. And then on top of that, we've got a WAC process to see if wolves are recovered in the state. That's sort of what Kim was trying to say. So we have these processes going over here. And then over here, we have we have to draft a post-recovery document, a plan. I don't know if you guys, I certainly don't remember because I wasn't here, but the last one that we drafted took 2 or 3 years to do, maybe five. I've heard different numbers. A lot of work goes into that plan, a lot of people's input. And then on top of that, just because there's just too much to do, we have added the SEPA for the translocation proviso that did not come out this year. It was 2 years ago. So we have combined a process that adds in, should we move wolves in an effort to take the pressure off Eastern Washington, which you kind of think, well, that would maybe speed up recovery. So you have that whole process, which is big, combined with the SEPA analysis that's required to design a post-recovery plan for the management of wolves. And then over here, on the other half, or on the other third, you have, well, the feds are looking to delist wolves, or at least at figuring out whether we should or not. And we have two layers on that, too, which is the state listing and the federal listing. So that's why we need a Wolf Committee. That's a short version of this. This is pretty darn complicated, And people, like I'm finding out on most things that affect us, really, really, really care wherever they fall out on this thing. On top of that, we're just into grazing season, and so then we have sort of these flare-ups of issues like data sharing, like Jay was talking about. I say all that just to try to put it in sort of even more. The guy was talking earlier about sixth grade. For me, sometimes the science of this gets mind-boggling. That's essentially what we're going to work through in the next few years, maybe this year. The only other thing that I want to say is it is, we did have a discussion about whether this commission still supports, that you can look at it two different ways, federal delisting statewide and actually nationwide, or not, or state management of our resources. And while I do believe that the state has the capacity to manage our wolf population, I don't want to be on record anywhere that says that I support federal delisting yet. I would need to know a lot more about that before my view was characterized in that way, and I don't know if we'll get there or not, but for now, this commission and this agency has indicated that that's the way we support federal delisting. I'm not going to go into a big speech on that because this isn't the time or place, but I just don't want it out there that that's my position. Thank you.
Well, I too think that the formation of the Wolf Committee was a really positive step, and you folks are taking on a heavy, heavy lift, and the work that you've done thus far is much appreciated and look forward to hearing more going forward. It's a lot of work. I remember I just got on the commission as the first plan just came together, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I mean, it was so in-depth, and it continued on, but anyway, thank you. Thank you all. Any other miscellaneous?
Can I take one more bite of the apple real quick?
Yes. Commissioner Holzmiller.
I'm chewing out the other side. And I don't want to pick a fight with Kelly on Saturday morning. But I'm just telling you, the reality out there, I've talked to two guys this week that turned cows. One of them flat turned cows out on a den site, unbeknownst to him, because nothing was being told. And another guy that has a pile of cattle that was going out, he had not heard, all he had heard is crickets. So all I'm trying to say, guys, is the more that we, the sooner we can get this dealt with, get stuff out there, people, and grazing season does not start the end of July. The freaking grazing season starts in April in our part of the world. So I know we have two different time schedules, reality and a governmental bureaucratic mess. So I just want to keep trying to push the ball, Kelly, is what I'm trying to do, because I think in the end, this one truly benefits all parties. It truly does, because if we can get some data out there, and there again, the wolves that haven't had any conflict, not causing any problems, we don't even need to throw, we can do the blackout. But when we've got a pack like we've got with three predations on it, and we can't get any intel on it, we're not doing the cowboys a favor, and we're sure in hell not doing the wolves any favor, because if we can avoid them, everybody is going to avoid them because we don't want to do it. But we've got to be able to know what's going on out there. So I think it benefits everybody. So I'll shut up.
And no, no, message received. I think the message received, Jay. Thank you for that. Commissioner McKaysey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a different subject, if that's appropriate. It has to do with the Skagit Elk business from yesterday, and I want to just put some compliments out to the folks that were involved in that. We received at the front table a document when that agenda item started that was an action plan document. The slideshow seemed to mirror that a little bit, but we hadn't seen the plan, and it wasn't quite clear if that was an action plan that the commission was asked to endorse or exactly what. But we had asked for something in writing on an action plan, and that's what was delivered. So that's a very good thing. That's a positive thing. It contained a lot of good ideas in there, and we saw the panel come forward from the county, including the attorney who's asked for a public records request on all of this, didn't say, this is a terrible action plan, we can't possibly support it. They seemed to be supportive of it. The tribal folks came forward, and they seemed to be supportive of it. So that's all a good thing. And so for the staff that was working on that and bringing that together, that's a good thing. I'm not sure how that plan gets finalized. There wasn't any wrap-up that the commission endorses this. Please have it go forward. There was a lot of good talk about tribal cooperation in there and collaboration. It had a single logo on there, just ours. Maybe if, as this gets finalized, that it could be a joint state tribal co-manager plan that we can look at a year from now or next January and look at those metrics and see if things have gotten better. I think that would be a good thing. And if there's an opportunity for commissioners to add any input as to that action plan or comments, then I guess we could send them to the director. And at some point, I don't, from my perspective, feel like the plan needs to come back before the commission again. And if there are commissioners who would like something else in it, maybe now would be the time to say it and just delegate its finalization to the director and try to get as much tribal buy-in as possible. It seemed like there was a lot, but it wasn't quite clear.
Anything else, folks? Miscellaneous and meeting debrief is coming to a close. We are now at no number on this one. It says something about adjourn. So I'd like to wish everyone a safe trip home and happy Father's Day. Meeting adjourned.